Appreciate the singing this morning. Thank the Lord for His amazing grace. Psalm 32. We may find more about His amazing grace between here and the end than we ever dreamed of that we'd need. And I'm glad no matter what's ahead, the grace is sufficient. I bless the Lord for that. Psalm 32, verse 9, I'll apologize already for a word that I'll use this morning. Some teach us we're not supposed to use this word anymore, but I believe it needs to be used more. Notice what it says in verse 9. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. The Lord says through these words, be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held with bit and bridle. It's talking here about a horse or a mule. I'll center on the mule. They have the reputation of being stubborn. They are not near as stubborn as their reputation says, but they are still stubborn. And he says, we are not to be like a mule. I want to try to preach this morning on this thought. God helps stupid people. Well, I'm glad you chuckled a little bit. Your chuckling's probably over. I think sometimes the only way to explain some things or some people is the word stupid. It means to be slow of mind. If that's true, I'm dumb, I'll tell you that. It means to be given to unintelligent decisions. Surely is true. It means to be unreasonable in thinking or actions. It means lacking common sense. The mule, for the most part, has to be made to do anything. For the most part, you have to hurt him enough to where he says it hurts too much to resist or to not do what I'm told. So I say this morning, according to this scripture, a mule is, could I use a kinder word, dumb. They are stupid. Anybody with any sense would recognize that. I do know this. I don't want this to be true of me. I do not want to be dumb. When I'm thinking about being dumb, less smart, when I'm thinking about stupid, I'm thinking about the fact that it has to do with recognizing God's way. What in the world are you talking about? I'm glad you asked me. I want to tell you. He's using the illustration of a mule here. And somehow I can get that mule pictured as the owner's trying to get him to maybe plow the garden or do something like that. That mule looks around like, what in the world do you want me to do? He is dumb. He does not recognize the way the owner is trying to get him to go. He feels the little whip on the right or the left or the pull or the tug or whatever, but he does not know the way. He, as the verse says there, he has no understanding. Could I say it? He's dumb. He's stupid because he does not know the way. And I tell you one thing, that's how it is with us. We do not know the way the Lord wants us to go. I wish sometimes he would text me or give me an email or a phone call and tell me what to expect or what to do, because it seemed like it would make it a lot easier. But he, like the owner of the mule, wants us to feel his tug as he directs us on his way. Being stupid or being dumb or being less than smart has to do with recognizing God's way. You may wonder now, what in the world are you doing, Lord? My field seems so rough and my way seems so hard. The ground seems so impenetrable or unbreakable. The job that you've placed me in seems like to be overwhelming. Well, I just say this morning, you don't know. Neither does the mule, but he does. The mule's best option is to say, wherever he sends me, wherever he leads me, I'll just go. Stupid means it has to do with recognizing God's way, but it also has to do with rejecting God's word. He said, be ye not as. Don't do what the horse or the mule does. Well, what does that mean? Well, the mule in particular does not listen. Look and see what it says in verse 8. Let all the earth... Let me get to the right verse 8. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. God said, I will lead you if you'll listen to me. But our problem is just like the mule. He speaks, but we don't listen. Being stupid, being less than smart means rejecting God's word. The problem with the mule is sometimes our problem. We don't listen to what God says. That mule, the owner can talk to him gently, whisper in his ear, or holler loudly. That mule, if it's got its stubborn nature in gear, that mule will stand there and reject the word of the owner. Now, I say this morning, it is smart, which is the opposite of stupid, by the way. Is the opposite of dumb. Being smart means we listen when somebody's trying to help us with what they're saying. We listen. If you are smart, which means not dumb, when you go to the doctor and tells you to do something that you can get help from, if you're smart, you'll listen to what he says and do what he says because you want to get better. It's smart to listen to someone who's trying to help you. If you go to the banker and he tells you how to save money and how to make money, you're not too smart if you don't listen. I'm talking this morning about rejecting God's word. The Lord said, a mule says, I ain't doing what you tell me to do. I will not listen. And he says, don't you be like them. Trying to be willing to listen to someone who helps us is a wise thing. I got news for you. Even if your husband or your wife says something that's right and going to help you, the smart thing to do is to listen. I go further. If our enemy tells us something to do that will help us, we ought to listen to them. It is smart to listen to somebody who's trying to help us, but it is dumb to listen to somebody who's trying to hurt us. And I'll tell you one thing, our old flesh, our old nature does not want the best for us. Our old nature wants that will hurt and harm, wreck and ruin. The devil does not want to help us. He is not our buddy. He is not telling us to do something that's going to help us. He's telling us to do something that's going to hurt us and our God. Being a mule, being dumb, being stupid is rejecting God's word. That mule will not listen to the voice of the owner. And it is not smart to not listen to somebody when they're trying to help you, but it's not smart to listen when somebody's trying to hurt you. I'll tell you one thing, this world will hurt you. You young folks, don't you listen to the world. It's a lie. It is dumb. It is not smart. Could it go further? It's stupid to listen to the world when you know that world is lying. Well, could I say this? If I listen to a stupid person, that makes me stupid. I am double dumb to listen to somebody who I know is trying to hurt me and then do what they say. I tell you what, I'm talking about being stupid, being dumb, being not smart, deals with rejecting God's word. And I tell you what, this book will help you and me. What's in this Bible is right. What is in this Bible is true. What's in this Bible will help us. It is something that works. And that which is outside of the Bible will hurt and harm, wreck and ruin. So if we're smart, we'll listen to the word. The owner tells the donkey or the mule or the horse what to do. And if that mule ain't dumb, he'll listen. But most of the time, he's dumb. By the way, when we don't listen to God, we're going against God. We are fighting against God. Wonder who's going to win that battle. Wonder who's going to win that war. Verse 10 said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. He said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked. He said, if you reject what I say, you're asking for heartache. The word sorrows there means misery. It means anguish. It means grief. It means pain. He says, when you don't listen to me, you're asking for trouble, and you will regret not listening. On the other hand, he says, but mercy compasses those who listen to him. It literally means they'll be encompassed. They'll be surrounded by, completely by mercy. It will encircle them. I'm saying this morning, it's dumb to not listen to the Lord. Being stupid has to do with recognizing God's way. Which way does he want me to go? I don't know. I need to listen to him. Being stupid has to do with rejecting God's word. When he speaks of that mule, he won't listen. But also, number three, being stupid means it has to do with resisting God's will. It says there that he must be held in with bit and bridle. The owner has to have a tool, an instrument, to hook up to that mule to get control of him. Because he is going to resist the will of the owner. The nature of the mule says, no, I don't want to go that way. No, I don't want to do that. And when we do that as people, that's dumb. I say again, it's stubbornness is fighting against. There's that nature in the mule. It is almost as though the mule is looking at the owner and say, hey, I'm a mule. This is how mules act. We're stubborn. It's the way I am. But I tell you one thing, that owner will not accept that as an excuse. He's going to break the will of the mule. Being less than smart means we're resisting God's will. You know that's why they have to shoot a horse or a mule if it breaks his leg? Because they will not give in to the binders or the things that will help the leg heal. They'll fight against it and resist it so much they'll do more damage. So it ends up costing their lives over an injury that would heal if it wasn't for that nature that's fighting back and resisting. And God says, don't be like that. They're held in by the bit and bridle. The only way they do what the owner wants is to be forced to do it. I said again, going against God's will isn't smart. The thing about it is, we're resisting God's will, what he wants. And the bad thing about it is, or good thing about it, is God's will isn't going to change. If God wants me to preach, let's say, he's going to want me to preach today, but next week he's going to want me to preach, and next year he's going to want me to preach, and 10 years from now if I'm still alive, God's will doesn't change. So resisting it today is not going to make him change his mind tomorrow. If you doubt that, ask Jonah. He ran halfway around the world, so to speak, and when he came back, the will of God was the same as when he took off the first time. God's will isn't going to change, so we just well do the right thing the first time. Being dumb, being stupid, being less than smart means we're resisting God's will. 1 Samuel chapter 8, the people of Israel said, give us a king, give us a king, give us a king. And God said, if I give you a king, it's going to be a horrible king. He's going to take your children. He's going to ruin your life. He's going to take everything you got. And they said, still, we want a king. I got to thinking about that. in that description of that experience, God used 503 words in the Bible to describe it. 503 words to warn people you don't go against God's will. And then I thought about all the stars and all the planets and all the universe. God used 5 words to describe it. He made the stars also. For all the universe, he described it in 5 words to describe the danger and the stupidity of saying, God, I want my way. He used 503 words. Could it be because it's dangerous to resist God's will? It's dumb to resist God's will. They're dumb. Finally, God said, if that's what they want, let them have it. I wonder if God is just about to say to somebody, go ahead, you resist me, I've talked to you, I've warned you, you know what you're doing is dumb, but you won't listen, you think you own it, go ahead, and he's about to let you go. I hope he hasn't already. I'm telling you what, this is a serious message this morning. I hope we're listening. God, help stupid people. Not to my message yet. Being stupid means we're recognizing God. It talks about recognizing God's way and rejecting God's word and resisting God's will. But it also means refusing God's work. It says, lest they come near unto thee. Now, there's a lot explainable in that part of that verse. But the thing is, he doesn't want to get close, or he won't get close to the owner. Or if he does get close, he wants to do harm, bite him or kick him. It has the idea of intimate. So here's the owner of the mule. He's wanting to work the field. He's wanting to make the crop. But before he can work on the field, he must first have to work on the mule. Because the mule is resisting his work, refusing his work. And that's what being dumb is, when we refuse God's work in our lives. Before he can plow the field, he got to get the mule where he'll plow the field. And God spends a whole lot of time working on us to where he can work through us or work with us. What he does may seem harsh, but he's trying to help us. When that owner hollers at the mule, or when me even kind of give him a slight whip on the caboose, he's trying to help and not hurt. He's trying to work on that mule to where the mule will do the job he desires him to do. He's trying to work through the mule, but he's got to work on the mule first. And God's wanting to use you and me in his work in this world. But before he can do that, we must be surrendered and submitted to him and willing and not refusing to let him do his work in us. By the way, he's not asking too much. Paul said it's our reasonable service. Now that mule may say it's too hot today. Ground's too hard today. Too wet today. But he's saying, God's saying, what I'm asking you to do is not unreasonable. Not after all I've done for you. I gave my life for you, says Jesus. The Father says, I gave my Son for you. What I ask of you is not too much. By the way, working for the Master is an honor. But even if it wasn't, he's still the Master. That mule may not like it, but the mule's the mule. And the owner's the owner. And the mule's to submit. Being stupid has to do with recognizing God's way and rejecting God's word and resisting God's will and refusing God's work. So I ask you, is there any hope for the mule? Is there any hope for that stubborn thing? Well, I hope so. Because I hope there's help for me. Because I have some mulish tendencies sometimes. I'm being kind to myself by wording it that way. I have some mulish tendencies a lot of the time, and so do you. But I'll tell you what, there's danger in being a mule. By the way, it's stupid to act like a mule. So what does that mean? It means God will help us. What's the message? God helps stupid people. There's some help to be had. How will he help us? Just like the owner. He will help my warning. Now, I want to tell you something. If you're saved, you hear this. And if you don't hear what I'm about to explain, I'm kind of concerned about your salvation. When we think about doing something, that mule knows what the master wants now. He makes a little whip on the reins, or he hits it just right, or taps it just right, or speaks just right, and the mule knows what the master wants, and he knows what the master's asking, but he refuses, so the master warns him. God warns us to begin with. He'll say, listen. He'll say, by the time we're getting ready to do something, he'll say, don't do it. Don't do it. Head into trouble. He'll say, don't go there. Don't look at that. Don't make that call. Don't send that text. Don't say those words. Don't do it. You're heading toward trouble. God warns us to not be like a mule, because a mule has to pay for his actions, and so do we. God will warn us, don't buy that. Don't try that. He'll warn us, stop right now, turn around now. You're heading to trouble. You won't be glad. You'll be sad and regret it. The only way we can get help is to listen to what he says. The only way we can avoid shipwreck is to listen to what he says. And I want to tell you something right now. If we don't listen to him and his warning, we're dumb. And when we fall and when we fail, we cannot blame God. It's my fault, because I overlooked his warning. I ignored his warning. He was trying to help me. If I don't give heed to him when I fall, it's my fault. And listen, God will let us embarrass ourselves if we're so determined. Look at David, the king, and everybody in the nation. And now hundreds and hundreds of years later, we all know about David's failure. God let David go his way. But I tell you one thing for sure. He warned him before he went that way. Don't do it, David. Don't do it, David. Don't do it, David. He's warning somebody here right now. If you had any idea the burden of my heart from this message, I'm not preaching at you, but I'm preaching to you and me. I'm telling you this message, I didn't plan it. I had something else that's right in my Bible right now. There's a reason for this message, and somebody better listen, because you're heading toward trouble if you don't. How can we get help? God, help stupid people. God will help us by warning. God will help us by withdrawing. One of the thoughts here is the mule just says, Lord, just get away from me. When you come close to me, you ask me to do things I don't want to do, and you try to get things to do things that against my nature, just back up. Sometimes that's what God will do. He's trying to help us. When he warns us, he's trying to help us. And when he withdraws, he's trying to help us. He'll back up off of us. Like the glory of God departed from the temple. God says, if you don't want me, I'll just back off and see how you do without me. He'll back off. He'll take away our joy. You don't know why you feel like you do? You don't know why your joy is gone? You ain't been listening to the Lord. You're acting like a mule. When we act like a mule, God will withdraw himself from us, because he's trying to help us. It's not because he hates us. It's because he loves us. He'll back off. He'll take away our joy. He'll take away our desire. You ever wondered now why you just don't love the Lord, or not as stirred about the things of God? You ever wonder why coming to church is a burden now instead of a blessing, and you come and sit and don't half listen, don't half pay attention? You hope you can sleep through the service. I'll tell you one thing. It may be that God has withdrawn himself to where your desire is gone. If his withdrawal of joy and desire and peace and contentment and zeal doesn't work, he'll do more. He'll withdraw his protection, and things will start happening. Things that usually work will stop working. Problems will come. things that he used to have kept. When you're in God's will and doing his will, he makes sure things run right. All of a sudden, those things don't run right. I've told you before, back when I was riding motorcycles and the Lord was telling me to quit, I had the weirdest wrecks of anybody ever seen in my life. And that, because the Lord said, you're going to listen to me. And if you don't listen to me, I will draw my protection and let you have your way for a while. I'm talking about God can help stupid people. He'll do it by warning. He'll do it by withdrawing. There'll be setbacks in your life that you can't explain. I say it again, things that usually work won't. God will try to help us by warning. He'll try to help us by withdrawing. He'll try and help us by whipping. That owner really doesn't want to. But if the mule's so stubborn, he'll get the whip out. Whappy. And he'll let the mule know, I mean business. I'm still wanting to work the field through you. If the warning doesn't work and the withdrawing doesn't work, he'll go to whipping. God said, I will visit their transgressions with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. He says, I do not bear the rod unjustifiably. If I need to, if you force me to, I don't want to and I won't. God will not go overboard. He does not go to an extreme. He'll do the least he has to break us, to get us in his will, to warn us about what we're doing, but he will do all he has to. And that depends on me and you, of how far we'll make him go. He will help us by whipping. Proverbs 15:10 says, correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way. Have you ever been whipped by the Lord? You know that. Boy, I didn't like getting whipped by my mama. But I'll tell you one thing, my Heavenly Father knows how to whip me. So what should I do? What in the world? If I'm acting like a mule, if I'm not being smart, if I'm being dumb, what should I do? I think first we ought to admit the weakness. That mule ought to say, I am nothing but a mule. I cannot a-mule-icize myself. I cannot make myself not be a mule. I can't make myself be a stallion. I can't make myself be a sheep. I am a mule, and I can't do more than a mule can do, none of my own. And we need to accept our weakness, that we're human, we're flawed, we're failures, we're broken, and we can't fix that. But God can. I may be weak, but he isn't. What can a mule do? What can a stupid person do? The message again is God helps stupid people. He doesn't want to leave us there. He wants the mule to be productive. So what should I do? How can I get help? How can I make things different? Admit my weakness. If something doesn't happen, I will act like a mule. I'll make a mess. I'll do the wrong thing. I'll fight against God. I'll listen to the devil. I'll listen to the world. I'll listen to my desire. And all those are contrary to what God wants. That's why the Bible says he giveth grace to the lowly. That's why the Bible warns us, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. If you think you can't, you're already gone down. If you think you're above falling and failing and making a disaster and embarrassing yourself and your family, you are stupid. I'm sorry. There was no other word to use that time. That's more than not smart. That's more than dumb. That's stupid. By the way, so am I. I'm talking about, listen, how do I get help? How can God help me? Admit the weakness. I can't, but he can. Listen. I can't even make myself want to do God's will. That mule is a mule. He can't make himself. Oh, I just love to do the master's will. I just love working in the sun. I'm just waiting. I can't wait for the master to get up and work me today. Oh, no, he can't do that. All he can do is submit to the master's will and to his word. And that's what we're going to do. Accept your weakness. I am flawed, I am a failure, I am a sinner, even though I might be saved, and I need His help. I can't even make myself want to do God's will, let alone do it. That's why the Lord said in Philippians 2:13, it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. He's the one that works in us and even gives us the desire to do right, and then the ability to do right through His power and through His Spirit. James says, but He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. The mule's only hope is to submit. I'm a mule, and I'm not going to improve. I submit. I give in. And so it is with us. If we hope to have help to get out of our dumbness, we got to admit our weakness. There's two options: to listen and be successful, or to resist and fail and fall. That's the only two options. If we don't listen, if we don't submit, if we don't obey, we will fall, and great will be the fall thereof. What do I do? How do I get help? How do I stop being stupid? Accept the weakness, or admit the weakness, excuse me, and then accept the way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 talks about, there have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. He said, you're every one of you mules. Every one of you face temptation. He said, but I've made a way where you can escape. You don't have to be taken down. You don't have to fail. You don't have to resist. You can't. I will make a way to escape. Now, here's what I'm saying. Accept that way. Look for the way of escape. Look for that way that He promised you to escape what you're going through. Accept the way. He said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, be not afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, He it is that go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You can't, but He can. Look for that help that God provides. His grace is sufficient. That's more than a Christian cliche. He will give us grace to do God's will. That's why the Lord said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. My strength is perfected, revealed, demonstrated in your weakness. When you realize how weak you are, realize how strong I am, I can help you. How do I get help? How do I stop being stupid? Admit the weakness and accept the way. And then number three, and I'm done, appreciate the work. Boy, when God does something for you and sees you through a trial and you look back and say, I didn't blow it. I didn't do the wrong thing. I trusted God and He helped me. I didn't say what I wanted to say. I didn't do what I wanted to do. I didn't fall. I didn't fail. I didn't give in. Oh, I tell you what, look back and say, oh, God, to you be the glory. Appreciate the work. Appreciate the work of God. Appreciate what God does. Look back and thank Him. Say this in closing. God every day deals with mules, people who have a nature that's contrary to His will. You are one, and so am I. But I want to tell you one thing. We can listen to Him and give heed to His warning, and we won't have to hurt near as much, and we won't have to fail or fall. But I want to tell you something. If we don't listen, I guarantee you, some of you have been hearing that warning, and you know what you're messing with is heading to trouble. You know that. Could I just be honest? It's stupid for us not to listen to God. Because I promise you, the day is ahead that you will regret, or I will regret what we do if it's opposed to God's will. We'll regret it. And I want to tell you something. You ask people who have regretted their past actions, and you find the nights that they wake up in remorse and still feeling guilty and still regretting decisions they made unwisely because the master said, "Mule, that ain't the right way to go," and they would not listen. I'm telling you, if you had any idea the burden, I don't have anybody in mind, I don't. Maybe this is just a warning to us of what's ahead. I don't know, but I know this. Somebody is or will listen to this message, and it's a warning. It's a warning. I guarantee you one thing. Adam and Eve wish they had listened to the Lord. Noah did after the flood, got drunk, embarrassed himself. David, Peter, the list goes on and on and on and on. I don't want to be stupid. Let's stand together. Many of you come. Thank you for listening.